Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day three with Pastor Debbie and Greg Davis from Ligoti Revival Center in Ligoti, Indiana, a nice little town in kind of south central Indiana, that'd be right, near Washington somewhat, yes. In that neighborhood, near the Amish people.
Yes.
Nice people up in that area. And so excited to have you with me today and sharing your testimony, and we're excited about day three here. If we come ready to receive today. We're hungry, Father. Teach us through these testimonies how to live a life that glorifies you. We're so thankful for his sacrifice at Calvary, and we come ready today in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Debbie.
Well, I'll talk a few minutes about being born again. We went, like Greg said, that the pastor invited us. They were having revival services, and the preacher was a pastor from Kentucky. And was it Kentucky or Tennessee?
Kentucky.
And he simply gave his testimony. And we could relate to that, things being a mess and the alcohol and stuff. And so Greg got born again that night, but I waited 2 days later because somehow I had heard that if you go to the altar, you can't have anything against your brother. And so I was into an argument with somebody at work. So I thought, it took me 2 days to get up enough nerve to say, you know, forgive me and get that set right. Well, when I did, then I got born again. Wow. But we also asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And so we were filled about 6 months later. We thought that somebody was going to move our mouth and do something,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
And because we had never heard that there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the first group was at one church, and then the meetings, and then the second group was at sister church. And those people had a bunch of joy. And I thought, boy, they look happy about being saved, looked happy about Jesus. And so we'd asked for it. We didn't know what we were asking for. But then about 6 months later, we were filled with the Holy Spirit. I had a vision of my dad getting saved, and I went home praising God for it. And that night, I was filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence speaking in tongues. And the vision come to pass. My dad got saved. His wrinkles disappeared. Yeah. He was new inside, and the outside showed new too.
Wow.
And so just a change. But things, you know, even though we got born again, things were not perfect at our house. We had a lot to learn.
Yep.
And we had a lot to learn about being husband and wife and marriage. And so I remember us going to a meeting in Jasper, an evangelist held a meeting, and we were into it. We were mad at each other. I took Jessica and went and sit on one side of the room. He went by himself, Greg did, and he sit on the other side of the room. Now, I can't tell you what the argument was about, but it was about
something important, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, I like what Joyce Meyer says, you know, the two become one, but the becoming two is the issue sometimes,
yeah.
Or the becoming one is the issue.
Yeah.
And so neither one had a godly marriage or anything to know. So we were just kind of feeling out things as we went, but the Lord helped us and get through the rough spots and over the rough spots and stuff. And
Pastor Debbie, talk a little bit more. I just felt in my spirit about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because I know, you know, some of my listeners, you know, you don't have to be baptized in the Holy Ghost to go to heaven, but it sure helps your life. And maybe just talk a little bit more about that, because I know some people have been taught wrong and there's a fear there, but if you would just expand on that just a little bit.
Well, you know, we got born again. We loved Jesus, and we still love Jesus.
Amen.
And anytime the church doors were open, we were there. Anything that he had to offer us, we wanted, because we were not raised in church. We had no religious teaching against the things of God. And so we were just like newborn babes, and anything that was God, we were just gobbling it up. And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit comes in and fills you, and he gives you that power. And that power is to help you be a witness for him. And yes, you speak in another language, but it is from the Holy Spirit as he gives you utterance. And it comes from Acts 2 that the early disciples and apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. And it's just been such a wonderful adventure of faith and being saved and being filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's affected our lives. And again, the lives of people around us.
Amen. need. And I want to encourage you out there, you know, if you're having a problem in your head, and you will with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just tell the Lord, I want more of you. And if the baptism of the Holy Ghost is of God, then I want it.
Yes.
And you're going to get it because
it
is of Him.
Yes.
And that power and to be able to share Jesus more effectively. You know, we had a church service Monday night in the jail. I'm so blessed to be back in the jail. We got locked out for over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me favor to get back in. A lot of people didn't get invited back to come to church. And I've got favor with that chaplain.
Praise
and so
God.
We're back in there. And we had 2 services and 21 men were there. And 18 came forward to receive Jesus,
Praise
Lord
the
and Savior. And, you know, I tell people, hey, if one person ever got saved in my ministry, it'd be worth my whole entire ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much God loves that one person.
Right.
But that power, you know, to witness to people. And the testimonies are a powerful way. Because there was two, I did team preaching that day, and so my partner went first. And I could see these two Spanish-speaking guys in the front row, and they just were not following anything he was saying. But they had their Spanish Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to my half, I said, let's slow down here for a minute. You guys turn to John, Trace, and you look at Nicodemus, and Jesus said, you got to be born again to go to heaven. And I pointed to my heart, and then we took them to Romans 10.
Mm-hmm.
And those were two of the 18 that came forward
praise
to confess
God.
Jesus. Praise God. Because our testimonies are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they get down, they know that they don't have to be perfect. Maybe their life wasn't perfect. None of us had a perfect life, right?
No.
But I'll give it back to you, Debbie. Sorry to get carried away.
Oh, that's okay. I went to the jail, too. I ministered to the ladies, our local jail, for 4 years. And I enjoyed that time tremendously because a lot of times when we go to church, we put on this false face that everything's okay in our life and we're not really real with God. But these ladies, they were in jail, so there was no denying they had some issues and problems. But they were so open to the gospel that God wanted to help them. And some had horrible stories, you know, and some had nobody, you know, and stuff. And so I tremendously enjoyed ministering to them and being with them every week.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, and just encourage you, Pastor Debbie's going to pray here in a minute. We're going to go on to the next day. But, you know, just I encourage you to pray about what is God calling you to do. He may not be calling you to the jail. He may be calling you to the senior home. He may be calling you to help your pastor, praise God, because pastoring is not, I know from watching my pastor's life, that is not an easy life,
mm-hmm.
and they need more people to say, hey, here I am.
Right.
How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really encourage you because God does not just want us to sit on our hands and say, praise God, I'm saved, and, you know, Jesus, He wants us to be active and be a doer of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that we can all do for Jesus, and it's not all going to be the same calling. But maybe, Pastor Debbie, anything to share on that, and then we'll go into the prayer.
Yes. You know, when I started the church in Lagoda, I thought I'll do it till the pastor comes in. And 30-some years now, I decided I was a pastor.
Praise God.
So I think I'd seen a lot of bad pastoring, and I did not want to be a bad pastor.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a good pastor. So my idea was I just won't do it, you know, but God had different ideas. But no matter what God's called you to do, you know, I didn't start out pastoring. I started out in the ministry of helps.
Yeah.
And so no matter what God's called you to do, be faithful to it.
Yes.
Be obedient to it.
Yes, amen. And if you are a pastor out there being called to be a pastor, I'd highly recommend you get born again first. Start to help lead people to Jesus if you don't know Jesus.
It helps.
So. Well, praise God. If you would pray, Pastor Debbie.
Well, Father, we pray for those today that maybe they don't know what they're called to do. And Father, I thank you for speaking to them clearly in a way they can understand, that they'll follow your voice. Your word says that my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And Father, I thank you for opening doors to the callings and the giftings in people, Father, opening doors for them to function in that. And Father, make them aware, Father, of what their purpose is in serving you, Father. And we thank you for it in
Jesus'
name.
Amen. And if people are up in the Lagoda area, could you give your address to your church so people can come by and visit you?
Yes, it's 205 Northwest 1st Street.
And it's not too far from McDonald's, kind of around the corner, a couple of different bends around there. So if you know where the McDonald's is at. And you can reach their website at lrcchurch.org. And folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and He is coming back soon.
Amen.